The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
And welcome to another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look back at the Premier Division last weekend. Bute wrapped up South Division 1 and returned to the Premier Division next year. We'll also look ahead to this weekend in the Premier Division as that title race hots up. And we'll also touch on the international squad as well, and with the internationals on the horizon. With the Scotland boss, as always, joining me in the studio, Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian, and all the listeners today.
We picked the warmest studio in the whole building to record this. It does actually feel like summer in here, which is a rare occasion, especially this year in the Highlands. But so bear with me, Drew. I did indeed up the temperature, and you could say in the Premier Division last weekend and this weekend, the temperature is rising.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But I feel a bit like a tomato.
You're red as well, like a tomato. I mean, Drew, we know that we're heading into September. In fact, it's September today as we record this on the Thursday. This month is going to be a real, real big month.
Yeah, of course, we've got the Camlach and three Saturdays away. Some big fixtures coming up in the league. Don't think it'll be decided right enough in the next couple of weeks, but it'll certainly be more clearer.
We've had a kind of theory over the last couple of weeks that there is still one fixture to be announced, and that's Caius Athletic versus Newton Moore. And I noticed on the Camlach website, shinty.com, they've released a few more fixtures, but no date for that one as yet.
No, I'll put my... I would say that the Kyles Newton Moore game will be the last game of the season, but I do also feel that it might be a game that won't matter.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, who knows what can happen in this month as well. Kyles Athletic still to lose a game in the Premier Division. Newton Moore still trail them by 2 points. Both sides were in action last weekend. Kyles Athletic, a very professional win away to Kamali, and 6-3 in the process as well.
I spoke to some of the Kamali boys last week, and they said that Kyles were really deserved it, played really well up front, and back to the Kyles that we know, scoring loads of goals.
Yeah, it's an impression we're getting for a lot of teams who are coming up against Kyles. They really are. They've been fantastic the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, just quick look there, Newton Moore scored 64 goals to win the league, and Kyles have got, you know, they've got five games left, and they're only a few goals behind them there, so it looks like they'll top the goal scoring charts this year.
Yeah,
and they're not losing many goals
at this stage of the season. I mean, you'd be more than happy with a 1-0, you know, but to be scoring that amount of goals is testament to how well they've played.
No, I think all season they've gone out and tried to, you know, play the game from their halfway line forward. Mm-hmm. Good midfield, great forward line, scoring goals. They'll hope to just continue doing that.
Newton Moore, they did beat Fort William by the 1-1, 2-1 at home. It was always going to be a difficult game in terms of coming up against one of the big rivals in the Premier Division. But Newton Moore, again, like we say about Kyles Athletic, they're very professional and just making sure they get the 2 points.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been an easy tie. You know, there's a lot of pressure on Newton Moore being at home again. You know, you'd expect to win that game. But, you know, the 2 points, they're never that easy to come by against Fort William. So they'll be delighted with that.
We did obviously mention last week, in the last few weeks actually, you know, it's tough at the top, but it's also tough at the bottom as well. Lovett versus Glenorchy was called off last weekend. Inverary welcomed King Youssey and beat them 7-5.
Yeah, I think I may have well predicted that last week. I'm not too sure if you asked me, but I wasn't surprised at that because, you know, Inverary, that was their real good chance was to win at home. The two away games they've got are Newton Moore and Kyles. Difficult games to win. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kyle's got been fortunate fixtures this week. You know, they can go sort of 3 points clear of Oban this week. Oban will have a number of games in hand, but
yeah,
the pressure's still on.
It really puts the pressure on
Oban. And Lovett as well. Lovett go to Kilmallie, difficult game. Lovett at least need a draw down there.
Yeah. We'll touch on this weekend's Premier Division fixtures in a moment. Looking elsewhere in the card, North Division 1, we spoke to Johnston Gill at Kenlock's show last week. Champions, of course, of North Division 1, but he desperately wanted to hold on to their unbeaten record, and they did so, winning away to Bewley, a tough fixture.
I was at that game. They actually gambled a little bit, Kinloch Shiel, because their second team was in danger of getting relegated, and it's so important that the second team's in that second division rather than going into third division, because third division to Premier Division is far too big a leap. So they had about seven guys that had dropped down to their second team to try and stay in the league, and they won at Lochaber as well in the second team, but they beat Bewley easily, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised how easily they beat them. Lots of good young guys on view for both teams, actually. Some good players at Bewley as well.
Yeah, the fact that Kinloch Shiel can do that, you know, and obviously mix a few of the guys about and mix the squads and what have you, but, you know, is that a promising sign for them next season? We talked about them last week at length about their Premier Division chances, but to mix and match the squads, that's a real good sign for them.
Well, straight away they've recognised they have to remain in the second division with the young guys, and they're doing something about that, because it's so important. And of course, the guys, the young lads that are playing on Saturday, they were young boys, got good experience against a good North Division 1 team and held their own quite well.
We did obviously touch on Bute versus Glasgow Madurgaol last week. It was a bit of a down point, because those were the kind of games we looked forward to at the end of South Division 1, but Bute won away to GMA, and well, it was only a matter of when, not if, they were going to clinch that title. They did so at the weekend. Congratulations to them, their second trophy of the season, and they're back in the Premier Division, and they're looking good.
Yeah, they'll be delighted. That's what they had planned from as soon as they get relegated. They decided that was what they're going to do. Spoke to George Hay, the Madurgaol manager, on Sunday. He was delighted with his young guys. He'd had a really young team out, some as young as 14, only getting beat 3-1 by a Premier Division team. So he's hopeful for next year already.
Yeah, already planning for the future.
He is.
A young teenager in the first team squad.
Yeah, so he's hopeful as well for next season.
For Bute, I mean, we've talked about them a number of times this season. Their plan was to get up, and for Barry Martin and the guys there, you know, it's a kind of sense of relief now. They can relax and look forward to next season.
And I think they're under no illusions as well. You know, they would have a number of easy games down in that division, whereas next season they're scrapping for points every single game, and they know that, right? And if that'd be fair, I spoke to one of the Bute guys myself last week on the phone, and he was saying that, you know, a number of games were easy and wasn't enjoyable, but at the end of the day, they have to be in the Premier Division.
The good thing about Bute as well is, like Kinloch Shiel, they're a side who unbeaten so far in South Division 1. They can go up there with real confidence. They've won two trophies this season as well. They're used to winning. Well, this squad this season certainly are used to winning, like Kinloch Shiel, and they can go into the Premier Division full of hope and full of optimism and confidence as well.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, a great way to do a league is to win every single game. I know Canusie have done it in the past at the very top level, and you know, it's good for both of them. Kinloch Shiel got a wee difficult game at Spain this week. It'd be interesting to see what team Kinloch Shiel put out. If about a weaker team, then I'd expect Lochaber to beat them.
So Bute and Kinloch Shiel will join the Premier Division for the season 2012. 2011 isn't over yet, and there's a real kind of exciting weekend of fixtures ahead in the Premier Division. The first one right at the top, Canusie versus Neaton Moore, a Badenoch derby, of course. They'll meet each other in a few weeks' time in the Camanach Cup. That one's a 12 p.m. throw up. Canusie, Neaton Moore, I heard it described as the Clásico of Shinty, you know, like Real Madrid and Barcelona, the big two coming together. But for Neaton Moore, they really have to get 2 points. Simple as that.
They have to, otherwise, you know, Giles will be sitting pretty. But Canusie won't want to give them anything.
No.
You know, regardless, it is their rivals. Won't want to give them in the league, but they won't want to give them anything before the Camanach Cup final either, which is only two games away. So, yeah, it looks like a draw for me, that one.
Stevie Borthwick said on the MFR Shinty show a few weeks ago that, you know, he was, you know, admitted that his Premier Division title search was over, and they were fully focused on the Camanach Cup, and they've taken a little bit off the ball. They drew with Kilmallie a few weeks ago. They lost to Inverary, but it'll be a full strength side this weekend against Neaton Moore.
I would expect that, unless there are any guys that are, you know, really struggling with fitness. But no, he won't want to give an inch in this game. Neither of them want to give an inch. It's more pressure on Neaton Moore.
Yep.
You know, if Canusie can hold them out for a while, then Neaton Moore may get a little bit desperate. But can you sit at home against Newton? Well, they won't want to give an inch.
Even if, you know, you think it's going to be a draw there, a draw is good enough for Cas Athletic just to edge a little bit further away from Neath Moor.
Yeah, and that's why I feel that perhaps the end of season that they've planned this Kyles Newton Moor game, it won't matter. I think Kyles may be just beyond it. They can afford to lose and still win in goal difference.
But Neath Moor, to be fair to them, they've battled away throughout the last couple of months. There have been a lot of tough games in there as well. Norman MacArthur, we spoke to him a few weeks ago as well, and you know, I think we mentioned earlier in the show there about Cas Athletic just happy with, you know, 1-0s and 2-1 wins, but you know, Norman he'll just be glad of 2 points no matter the performance or the result.
Yeah, and he's got a strong squad where he can bring more guys on. So they have got a strong squad, I'll say that about them. He'll just be desperate to get the 2 points. Won't care how he gets them.
Yeah. I think I asked you this question a while ago. You know, is there more pressure on the team who are in second chasing, or is there pressure on the side to be chased? But especially coming into, you know, the final stretch now, we're almost at the end of the season. We know how many league games there are to play. There's a lot of big games in there as well. Cas Athletic know what they have to do, that's win or better Neath Moor's advantage. But is there more pressure on Neath Moor because they're the chasing side? I mean, it doesn't matter what they do, they could lose it. Even if they win all their games, they could still lose the title.
Well, suppose in a way Neath Moor haven't slipped up either the whole time they've been chasing Kyles. Mm-hmm. You know, Kyles have been you know, striding on quite well, but Neath Moor have been right behind them the whole way. They've kind of matched them,
yep,
right the way through, and I expect them to carry on like that because they've got a winning mentality themselves, Neath Moor. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, they lost the Macaulay, but that was a game they felt that she probably should have won, so they'll want a little bit of revenge for that tour in the league, I'm sure.
Yep. Fort William's penultimate game of the season. Of course, they've played all their home games. They're away to Cas Athletic this weekend as well. We just noticed that they gave Neath Moor a tough time at the weekend as well. And it's a game that they'll go and try and cause some problems for Cas Athletic.
Yeah, I think Fort William won down there last year, and it's quite a tidy game, so it'll be much the same again, I would imagine. Nothing for Fort William to play for, but you know, these away trips at the end of the year can be quite a social occasion. There's no real pressure on Fort William, they can go and enjoy themselves, you know, and all the pressure's on Kyles with the, and they do get quite a strong home support there, and it's right on top of them. So, but Kyles have a habit of starting games extremely well. Didn't do it in the Macaulay final, which I was surprised at, but at home, you know, I think they could go out 3 or 4 clear here winners against Fort William.
Another influence as well is the kickoff time, the throw-up times, because King UC, as I say, is a midday kickoff against Neath Moor, and Cas Athletic, they throw up at 3 p.m. so that game will have been and gone by then, and Cas Athletic will know what they need to do against Fort William.
Yeah, and there'll be no way of avoiding that result. I mean, normally I would say don't listen to it, but there's no way they can avoid that. They'll need to address that before the start. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's difficult for them. It will be difficult because they'll know what they need to do, and you know, they may feel they could possibly win the league on Saturday if the results go the way they think.
There's a real chance to go 4 points clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like we said at the top, you know, it really is exciting stuff, but at the bottom there's two big fixtures in there this weekend, like you touched on earlier in the show there. Inverary, a massive win for them at the weekend against King UC, winning 7-5. They go to Glenorchy, and well, we could be, you know, quite rude and say, well, that's an easy 2 points for Inverary, but you never take anything for granted, especially at this time of the season.
No, there's an added thing too. Glenorchy haven't played for a number of weeks either, and unfortunately for Owen, they're in the same boat as well. They haven't played, and they won't play until the following week against Fort William. That'll be a difficult game, Fort William's last game. But going back to Glenorchy, you know, they haven't played for a number of games, and I imagine a lot of the guys have lost interest. Inverary are just looking to get the 13 points that they'll get as a total, and then they've got Kyles and Newton Moor away. I think 14 points would see somebody safe. A 13 might be a goal difference issue.
Yeah, at the moment the pressure is on Oban. They're the side who will have to win their games in hand. But for Inverary, I mean, they know what they have to do. It's just keep winning, you know, just keep getting the points on the board. It doesn't matter who you're up against. If it's Cas Athletic or Glenorchy, you must just win.
Yeah, and if you're Inverary, you'll be hoping you'll get the Newton Moor or Kyles, whichever one's lost the league by that time. You'll be wanting to get them once they've lost the league, because the two of them will be, you know, extremely motivated to beat Inverary.
Yep. Kamali, let's be fair to them. I mean, they've had a good season back in the Premier Division, and we'll settle for a mid-table place. Again, you know, showed what they're all about, giving Cas Athletic a good game at the weekend. They're at home to Lovett, but for the game, the points mean an awful lot more to Lovett than they do Kamali.
although I need to get at least a point here, you know, to give them a chance of getting a, I just think getting beyond 13 points will be enough. Difficult game. Kamali are good at home, love it. They know that they probably feel they have to win this game. I think at least get a point from it. Anything less than that will cause some trouble.
The rest of the fixtures for the month have been announced as well. We have been quite eager to find them out over the last couple of weeks, but they've been announced. The week after September the 10th, Cairns Athletic are up against King Yussi, and need some more travel to Kamali at the top, certainly. You know, they're big games as well.
Yeah, but that's the week before the Camanachd, so you wouldn't really anticipate King Yussi to be going 100% down at Tynabruach.
Yeah.
Slightly different for Newton Moore, because they're not really playing a motivated team, so Newton Moore would, you know, be quite happy to, and they're chasing in two fronts as well, so Newton Moore can't afford to slip up. Going to Kamali is a good fixture for them. Kamali have got nothing to play for, really, apart from pride. Newton Moore have thumped them a couple of times this season quite easily, you know, so I think, you know, Newton Moore will get the 2 points there, and I think Kyles will probably get their 2 points.
King Yussi, I mean, Stevie Borthwick said it a few weeks ago that, you know, he expects his side to have a real big influence on the title race, and this month alone, I mean, they could predict where that they could, you know, affect where the title ends up.
Yeah, but I think Stevie's alluded that, you know, they're even at the Camanachd, so the week before the Camanachd, you're not really going to go to 100%. Yeah. You know, there'll be some guys who'll be just taking it a little bit easy. You can't play Shinty easy, but, you know, they won't certainly be committing 100% to it.
Exactly. But, I mean, this weekend, that could be where they could trip up someone.
Yeah, definitely. That's be a competitive game at the Dale this week, and of course, you know, we've got the relegation week there as well with Oban Camanachd taking Fort William down there. You know, Oban can probably have to win that game.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
it is. I mean, there is a real kind of exciting end to the season, top and bottom. The week after the Camanachd, Cairns Athletic go to Oban, a game which, you know, could mean an awful lot more for Oban. You know, with that relegation issue, and Anita Moore welcome Inveraray again. You know, it's top versus bottom. I mean, the two clubs, well, you've got three clubs at the bottom there, Lovett, Inveraray and Oban, but Inveraray and Oban come up against the two who will be competing for the title, and who knows, I mean, that could be do or die for Newton Moore.
Yeah, and you know, of course, Kyles have got Inveraray coming to Kyles as well, and Inveraray have got a habit of doing well against Kyles, and they're, you know, and a game against Oban's not easy because it's a relegation game. A lot of difficult games there for everybody.
I mean, we've said this in the last couple of weeks as well, certainly. I mean, this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
This is what we want. This is what we want to end the season. Relegation battles and battles at the top. And when the two clash, you know, I mean, at the end of September there, you've got, you know, the top two and two of the bottom three playing each other. I mean, that's tremendous. That's what you want to see.
Every week we've been looking at the top of the table and the bottom of the table. And unfortunately, you know, Gonorchy have been set adrift quite a long time ago, but that'll be completely different next year.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be nobody set adrift. Well, and I think it might even be tighter at the top.
Yeah, when we talked about that last week, didn't we? I mean, the two sides who will be added to the Premier Division are going to add an awful lot more than perhaps a few of the sides have this year. You know, the exception of Kamali, who've done pretty well, but unfortunately Glenorchy haven't been able to contribute. But I mean, next season Kinloch, Shiel and Bute will make that a real tough league.
That is going to be an extremely difficult relegation battle, right from mid-table. I think everybody will be, with, for long spells this season it was the same way, but
yeah,
it'll be even tighter this year.
Yeah, a few clubs just kind of pulled out of the mire there.
Yeah.
This weekend then in North Division 1, Kinloch Shiel, their final game of the season, they go to Lochaber, and as I said last week, I mean, that game on paper was the big one. That was what we're all hoping for in North Division 1, but it's not to be the case. But Lochaber have a chance to get their own back and try and end Kinloch Shiel's unbeaten run.
Yeah, Michael Delaney will just be hoping to, you know, look, guys, go out here and beat a very good team. That's a good start for next season. Kinloch Shiel, on the other hand, you know, I don't know if they're going to weaken their team because they're desperate to retain this second division status.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do that, I do think Lochaber will turn them over. Lochaber has a couple of guys coming back from injury and whatnot, so Lochaber will be desperate to win that game.
Mm-hmm. Other games in North Division 1 this weekend, Lochaber are up against Inverness. It's the final game of the season for Inverness, and they'll finish second bottom. They can't better Sky there, but again, it's another season where we've heard from Inverness a couple of occasions this year. It's been real tough for them.
Yeah, James McDougall came on a couple of times, quite frustrated a few times. There's not a lot you can do about it. Inverness need to, you know, start working from the bottom up and not the top down. You know, they've got a lot of problems that they need to sort out. With the city should have a strong team, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I agree with that as well, you know, and it is going to maybe take a few years for them just to get stronger again.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to just work from the top, they actually need to start from the bottom. Maintain what's happening at the top, but they need to produce at the bottom. Need to get the primary schools playing. It's easy to say that, but it takes an awful lot of people to do it. A lot of volunteers need to come in at Inverness, a lot of support. This is the capital of the Highlands, they should be in the Premier Division.
Mm-hmm. Bewley take on Caber Fate as well this weekend as well. Bewley, their final game of the season. They're a side you saw at the weekend there, and we've decided, you know, we've spoke to Callum Duff and Stephen McLean a few times this season as well, and they're a side who are just about on the verge of doing something in that North Division 1, but just falling short. And obviously, I mean, Kinloch Shield played, you know, they've been by far the best team in that division this season.
Yeah, they have, and you know, but Bewley will struggle against Caber Fae. Caber Fae are a difficult team to beat. Strong, you wouldn't, every time you play them, you wouldn't know what tie it is or whatever. So, you know, Caber Fae will be looking to win that game, and I would be surprised if Bewley would manage to beat them. Actually,
they did beat them, and of course, in that Ballymore Cup semi-final.
Yeah, I've seen that game.
Well,
that's why I'm, you know, the way that Caber's dominated them that day, I can't see Bewley beating them in the league.
Yeah, I mean, looking at North Division One, Kinloch Shield obviously going up, but. We've compared North Division 1 and South Division 1 this season, and for me certainly, I mean, North has really been a real kind of difficult league to predict, but you know, straight away Lochaber are looking like the favourites for that one next season.
Yep, surprisingly Skye are so far down the league, you know, you'd expect them to be in the top 3 or 4, you know, so it's only been Kinloch Shield, Lochaber, Bewley and Caber Fae that have really competed, and who knows who's going to come down to the Premier, and maybe a North team comes down.
Yep.
And that North team will be quite strong and determined to go back up, much
perhaps
in the fashion
that
Bewley
have done. Which could cause a few tasty, feisty local derbies in that division. And South Division 1, Buttes, as we touched on there, they won the title, their final game of the season this weekend. They beat GMA last week. Buttes travelled to Tainault this weekend. In fact, not their final game of the season, what we're talking about, but Buttes travelled to Tainault this weekend. And, you know, like Kinloch Shield, we've touched on Buttes already, and they'll just be keen to end the season unbeaten.
Yeah, and Tainault will be looking to try and take a point off the league winners. That would be their motivation, I would imagine. Tainault, I think they'll still grow. They'll keep growing in that division. They'll be a team to look out for.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard from Fraser Ingalls a couple of times over the season, and they're a side who, you know, have got. You know, they've got some real good signs of progression there. They're a side who have done well in the cup competitions as well this season. Yeah. They come up against the might of King Usie and by no means disgrace themselves.
No, I think Fraser will be delighted with what's happened there with the two cup runs that they had. They've done really well. Punched above their weight, I would say.
Yeah. Glasgow Murdergowl, of course, you spoke to George Hay as well there at the last weekend. They're away to Cas Athletic. It'll be a big season for Glasgow Muthergyle next year as well. Obviously, they tasted Premier Division Shinty 2 seasons ago, and they're very keen to get back up there, but it might be a difficult South Division 1 for them next year. We don't know who's going to drop down from the Premier. Well, Glenorchy for a start, but we don't know who might be someone else.
No, but they have got an awful lot of youths in their system, and they have got a good club set up. It's just, you know, trying to progress on, keep them improving. That's a difficult part, is maintaining the, you know, the decent level to play and to bring the young guys in. But I know George will work hard with trying to be extremely competitive next year.
And the signs are promising if he's got a 14-year-old playing for him as well, that, you know, he can bring in a real kind of, you know, a young batch of players, and you know, starting them early, you know, it's always a good sign.
Yeah, it's good to blood them. Not very often they get a chance to play against a good team like Bute are.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. Inside Division 2, champions Needham Moor clinched the title with the 4-2 win away to Lochaber midweek this weekend. In North Division 2, Lochaber take on Fort William. Kinloch Shield welcome Kamali Sky, face Glenurquhart, and King Usie take on Lovett. In North Division 3, only the one game, Caber Fae take on Loch Broom in the Straththorn Cup. It's Glengarry versus Needham Moor, that's the cup final, in Drumnadrochit. And in the Beloch Cup final, it's Aberdour versus Lochside Rovers. So, I mean, Drew, we've touched on it there, especially with the Premier Division. We're really, we're nearly there in terms of the season. And it's just the Premier Division and of course, the Camina Cup still to come. But we're hoping for a real big climax.
Yeah, we will get it, I'm sure.
Of course.
There'll be a massive build-up to this Cameron Cup final because it's the Speyside Derby and whatnot, and a long time since they've played against each other, and that'll be a massive build-up. Looking forward to it. I just wish I was involved in it, to be honest.
Is this the kind of moments that you want to get back out there?
Yeah, I mean, that whole week before the Cameron Cup final is just crazy. The Fort William guys will be gutted this year. They'll realise what they've let themselves down this season. Yeah. They're missing out on it.
Especially when they were the winners last year as well. They'll have wanted to give up more of a fight and holding on to that trophy.
Yeah, and as I say, it does. You'll see more kids with shinty sticks in their hands just because of it.
Yeah, it's
incredible what happens.
And for you as well, on the horizon, Scotland international time as well against Ireland. How are the preparations going for that?
Well, we've just we do three fitness tests, one in Inverness, one in Glasgow, one another one in Inverness, where we invite there's 50, 60 nominations, and we whittle it down to a manageable number to fitness test them all. Because it's quite important, because the season finishes a long time before the international season, so we need guys that are fit and will stay fit. And there's a massive commitment asked from the guys. Everybody's season's finished and these guys have got a training session, three training sessions and then two matches. You're looking 6 weekends in a row, they're giving up their Sundays, or 2 weekends away from home even. So it's a massive commitment. Not everybody can commit to it. We've had a few guys saying we can't do it this year. Mm-hmm. It's fully understandable, But it's a vehicle for us to improve shinty, and that's the idea of it, is to learn off the hurlers.
Exactly, yeah.
Try and get across the guys, they can take that back to their own clubs and try and improve shinty nationally.
And playing last year at a venue like Croke Park as well, I mean, that must have been fantastic. And for the guys going out there to play in such a venue, just makes them even more determined to succeed.
Yeah, it's a great experience. Not Croke Park this year, right enough. We're going down to Athy. But again, it's away in Ireland and then straight back to Manessa following weekend. So it's a difficult 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But as I say, we're trying to get the players to play better and think about their shinty so they can take it back to the clubs and improve the whole standard of shinty. That's my take on it. It's just a vehicle for improving shinty.
And for you, I mean, the group of lads that you have to work with as well, you're pretty happy with what you've got at your disposal?
Yeah, we haven't. I mean, once we've done the three training sessions, we'll sit down and whittle the squad down straight away. We'll hope to have two training sessions, a match, and then straight into the two matches. That's what we're looking for. So it is a massive commitment for the guys.
Yeah, of course, it's guys coming from all over,
well.
Excellent stuff. Well, we'll look forward to that. That's, as I say, in a couple of months' time. It's almost upon us. It's scary how quick the year goes on as well. But I'm sure we'll talk about that nearer the time as well. And of course, you'll be looking forward to a little trip to Ireland as well. With that, any social occasions planned around that?
I hope so. It's nice to pick the minds of the GAA and whatnot, and some of these guys across there, and some of the coaches and what they are doing. It's always nice to try and improve, because they're looking at shinty and they're trying to improve their game through playing against the shinty boys.
Yeah, I mean, it goes across every sport. I mean, so many sports that other sports can learn off, and vice versa. It's good to bounce off others.
Yeah, that's how you learn. Hurling is way out in front of shinty, but the hurling's still behind the Gaelic footballers, so they're trying to use us to catch up and other things. It's interesting.
Excellent stuff, Drew. Well, we'll touch more on the Scotland set-up in a few weeks' time. That's it for this week of the MFR Shinty Show. Next week, we'll look ahead to the Premier Division title race as it starts to hot up. And plus, in the background, we're also planning a Cameron Cup final special. Enjoy your Shinty weekend, wherever it takes you.